Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've converted some, but almost it's been too hard to convert some of those, right? It shouldn't be that hard. We were inside the one, to your point, late in the game there, and we were having a little bit of trouble with the snap quarterback center exchange, just in terms of going under center at that situation in the game. But again, just overall, whatever it is, we've got to do a better job of executing.
It's Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Short yardage situations. The Bills did have, less than a foot to go to get the game-winning touchdown in the final 2 minutes, and they were unable to get it done.
Speaking of things that would have changed the narrative, what if they do and Tua drives the Dolphins down for the win?
Then
that's a different conversation.
It's very different.
If that happens, your conversation about can they win the Super Bowl, maybe not with that quarterback. If he drives and beats the Bills, people are obviously calling about the Bills skeleton squad at defense. That probably would be the biggest thing, right? Well, come on, who'd you do it against?
Yeah. I'm going to have to play around with that a little bit. Let's go to the Western Hotline first and get Sean Stepner of WMAR and ABC Baltimore on the Western Hotline, formerly here in Buffalo, WKBW. Sean, it's Joe and Jeremy here on WGR. Thanks for joining us.
What's up, boys? Happy to be here.
Yesterday I did say that about Tua. I still don't think yet that he's a quarterback that can win the Super Bowl. I did, in hindsight, also said that I think Lamar Jackson is a quarterback that can win the Super Bowl. And I have to imagine, Sean, that is the story of the first three games for the Ravens, is not only how well Jackson's playing, but it sounds like a lot of his success is coming from the pocket.
Absolutely. 10 passing touchdowns, first in the NFL, 2 rushing touchdowns, one of those being a 78-yarder, longest of his career. But you're right. He is taking it to a level like we've never seen before from Lamar, specifically through the air. And it's kind of a surprise because of the weapons that he's using. They entered the season trading their former number one receiver. I don't know if you could really call him a number one around the league, Marquise Brown, but for what the Ravens had, he was their number one receiver. They trade him at the draft and they didn't really replace him. So they entered with second-year receiver Rashad Bateman as their, number one by default, and Devin Duvernay, and then they picked up DeMarcus Robinson after he was cut by the Raiders. So there's your wide receiving core. That doesn't really scream out that Lamar's going to have a great season through three games, but he really has, and he's utilized those weapons along with Mark Andrews, who has been his security blanket over his career. He's really spreading the ball around, using those weapons, and Duvernay especially, and Rashad Bateman have helped him.
So the formula might be different then, correct? Like from past years, when the Ravens were above the Bills a couple of years ago in 2019, it was this ground game is dominant, the O-line is great, the defense is one of the best in football, and yeah, they might be lacking for pass catchers, but all of that together, they were one of the best regular season teams, maybe the best for like a 3-year span. Now, what else is going on around Jackson? It feels like the defense, the stats are not good. The ground game, at least in terms of the running back stats, are not good. What is the infrastructure, the state of the infrastructure on the Ravens around Lamar Jackson?
Right. So, I mean, to your previous question about kind of like what's the story been, it's got to be Lamar. It has been Lamar for sure, and I feel like that's the national narrative around the Ravens as well has been, you know, Lamar Jackson. But looking closer at this team, they really have not improved the defense and specifically the pass defense all that much. I mean, they were last in the league last year. They're last in the league this year. A lot of that came from the Dolphins' meltdown of the fourth quarter against the Dolphins 2 weeks ago, where Tua passed for four touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and they outscored the Ravens 28-3 to beat them. You know, they had a rebound game against the Patriots, which they really needed, which was three interceptions. Instead of four touchdowns against, it was three turnovers, I should say, in the fourth quarter to help seal that win. You know, the staying on that point, you know, against Miami, they were banged up. They were playing rookies all over the place, and the rookies were getting burned. There was miscommunication. I mean, that's an excuse, but it did happen. They got a little healthier last game, and they should be even healthier back there against the Bills. On the offensive side, yeah, their run game has struggled. And it goes back to last season as well. I mean, they were really banged up, and that was the story of the Ravens' 2021 season were the injuries. They lost before the season even began. They lost their entire running back room to season-long injuries. J.K. Dobbins, who was expected to have a breakout season last year, lost for the season. He made his 2022 season debut against the Patriots a few days ago, and it took some time to get warmed up. He kind of looked, as the game progressed, like he was getting better, but he was definitely on a pitch count. Justice Hill had his best game of his career. He was also one of the running backs out for the season last year, and he kind of was more of the bell cow against the Patriots, and I would assume he would get a big chunk of carries against the Bills, especially if the rain comes like we're expecting there to be weather and precipitation in this game. So, you know, their running game, it looks like it's improving, but, I mean, you know, to this point, they've had Kenyon Drake and Mike Davis. They benched Kenyon Drake last game to get Justice Hill more, and I would expect Justice Hill again to get some carries against the Bills.
Sean Stepner from ABC Baltimore on the Wesser Hotline at Stepner WMAR on Twitter.
Sean, we talked maybe like a month ago. I mean, it's only week four, so we talked right before the season. We were previewing all these teams, and one of the things I said to you about the Ravens was, I think great defense, and you said, well, not anymore. And that was right. The case last year. And it looks like this year it's a bit more of that. They are not having a good season defensively.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned the pass defense being a problem last year, last in the league, and they are that as well this year. And, you know, a lot of that comes from not getting to the quarterback. They cannot get pressure on the quarterback. It continues to be a problem. They're banged up. Tyus Bowser, outside linebacker, tore his Achilles in the season finale last year. He still has not made his season debut. Justin Houston, the veteran, he was banged up last game. We'll see if he's practicing today and as the week goes on what his availability will be. He has a groin issue. You know, if you're looking at defensive tackles trying to get a push, I mean, Michael Pierce has an arm injury. Still don't know the significance of that. He most likely will not practice today. So, I mean, they were relying on Adafe Owe to get pressure. He's been invisible. They can't rush the passer. You know, he has not shown up at all this year. They signed Jason Pierre-Paul. So, I mean, he'll practice today for the first time with the Ravens. I would anticipate him being active on Sunday, but I mean, how much are you going to get from a JPP at this point of his career in the first game with the Ravens. So, yeah, it continues to be a problem, the defensive side of the ball.
And Kyle Hamilton, I don't want to indict his whole season on one play, but I think of the one deep touchdown Tyreek Hill got, and by the time he recognizes what's happening, Hill's 3 yards behind him, and it's over. Like, it's going to be a touchdown. Are things not going well for their first-round safety?
He has definitely come on slower than they would have liked. I mean, a 14th overall pick, you would anticipate putting him in immediately. And I mean, that when you take a player that high, you want him to make an impact, if not immediately, then very soon after. They do have an abundance at the safety position. You know, when they drafted Kyle Hamilton, and they had signed Marcus Williams, they had Chuck Clark, and Chuck Clark was not happy about it. He did ask to be moved, and thankfully they did not move him. They restructured his deal a little bit, and Chuck Clark is still, you know, he has performed well, like he has over his career. But yeah, Kyle Hamilton, you know, he has been slow, it looks like, on the mental side. He has all the talent in the world. He has all the athleticism in the world, but mentally it's taken him a while. And it came to light in that Miami game, where there was definite miscommunication in the fourth quarter after touchdowns. You saw veterans and even other rookies kind of going up to him. You know, they're talking about, you know, the play and where everybody was supposed to be. And so, yeah, there's been miscommunication, but, you know, he came back against the Patriots. His biggest play of his career was causing a fumble. Marcus Peters recovers at the sideline. And, you know, Mac Jones and the Patriots were driving a couple times to take the lead in that game. They were down five. Marlon Humphrey comes up with the interception in the back of the end zone, and then Kyle Hamilton with the forced fumble. That's definitely given him some kind of mental momentum, if you want to call it that, some confidence heading into Sunday.
Talking Ravens with Sean Stepner, who, by the way, coincidentally, kind of a quirk in the schedule. They've started with three AFC East games, and the Bills will be their fourth in a row. So all their AFC East games, they're just done. That's it.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Their tour of the AFC East. They had the Jets, the Dolphins, the Patriots, and now the Bills.
Is there any conversation about Jackson's usage? We've done that a little bit with Allen, and that can happen when a team gets this good, as you start to microanalyze the little things. And Allen, for as much as he gets hit and as much as he runs the ball, I think it's like 449 rush attempts in his career so far. Jackson's over 600, and Jackson is the only player in the league that's been hit more.
His number is 87% of the total offense. Now, that number itself is a little bit weird and shouldn't probably be used.
Yeah.
But for anybody that's pointed out that Allen's been 85% of the Bills, that same way to measure, Lamar has been 87.
Okay. So, Sean, is there any worry, I guess, about there's just too much on his plate?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anybody mention any type of kind of like that narrative, that storyline. I mean, if you kind of look at Lamar, I think the first couple years, maybe into year three, he was really relying on his athleticism and his legs to, if something breaks down, boom. I mean, if I don't get my first option, my first read, I'm taking off. And he could do it because it proved to be successful time and time again. I mean, he's arguably the best runner and he's better than most running backs. I mean, he's electric when he tucks the ball and goes upfield. He has, throughout his career, over the last 2-3 years, talked at length about how he values passing the ball and being able to be a complete quarterback in that regard very highly. I mean, he's always said that he would love to pass for a touchdown more than run for a touchdown any Sunday, any Monday, any Thursday, right? So, and this year he's doing it, and he really worked on that in the off season. He put on weight, maybe that's helping a little bit with the zip on the ball. He did not attend voluntary OTAs. He stayed back with his personal quarterback coach, worked on his throwing. Now, a lot of the reason he didn't attend voluntary OTAs is everybody knows he's in the final year of his rookie deal, right? I mean, the Lamar contract talk is kind of been bantered about ad nauseum all off season and now, you know, less over the last 3 weeks since they put those talks on hold. But, you know, he has really worked on his passing game, and so far he's come out gangbusters in these first three games.
Real quick, the rest of the AFC North, the Browns' numbers are good. The loss of the Jets isn't, but the numbers look good with Brissett in so far. The Bengals can't protect Burrow, and he holds onto the ball forever. And then who am I missing? The Steelers kind of look like a train wreck too. So what do you make of the rest of the division around the Ravens?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. I would, you know, going into the season, you're thinking to yourself, the Steelers, I mean, Mike Tomlin, they're going to figure out a way. But, I mean, it does not look like they're anywhere close to figuring out a way. You know, the Browns, everybody's looking for Deshaun to come back. And you know, they're kind of Jacoby Brissett's holding things down. I'll say this about the Bengals. When it comes to the Bengals play the Ravens tough. I mean, and they just absolutely annihilated them twice last year. So everybody here in Baltimore is looking at the Bengals like, okay, let's just wait until we get Cincinnati, and then we'll look at the rest of the season. Everybody's weary about facing Joe Burrow and the Bengals down the line.
Well, no DJ Reader, which is a huge, huge loss for them, right? He's out for how many weeks, Joe? Like four? Four 6 weeks?
I think so. Yeah, like a month, I think I saw.
Yeah.
Right. Hmm.
Jeremy does kind of a flair of whatever opponent's coming up. Any recommendation, food recommendation for that
what
has to do with Baltimore for Sunday?
I mean, you got to go crab cakes. That's no lie.
Yes.
I mean, it's funny because when a lot of people know in the media room here in Baltimore that I worked in Buffalo for 8.5 years, and if anybody's going up that way, they're like, should I really get the whale? They really that much better than like anywhere? I'm like, yes, they are. Like, everybody's competing for the best wing. I mean, they're really bad. Here, the crab cakes are better. There's also something called pit beef. It's kind of like, I would equate it to like a beef on weck without the cumberweck roll, but a little more charred, a little more like kind of like, you know, fired in the pit. So kind of get the pit beef or the pit turkey. But if you like any kind of seafood, even if you don't, try out the crabs.
It's funny you mentioned the pit beef. I'm glad you said that one. I know about the crab cakes. Miami, it was like, oh, you know, seafood.
Yeah.
I like, though, stuff you maybe don't know about. Like, Miami-style ribs are a thing. And
really?
I found out about short ribs, like Miami-style ribs. And for Baltimore, one of the things that I immediately found when I searched this Baltimore style was Baltimore-style pizza, which
does that mean?
Does that just exist on Google, Sean, or do you guys have that?
I've never in my life. I mean, I grew up in Maryland. I've been back here since 2016. I have my go-to local pizza places, but Baltimore pizza, there. You know what? I will say this: there is a local place called Lido Pizza.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that I wouldn't really call that Baltimore pizza, but like it's a local chain. And interestingly enough, that you bring it up, one of their I got caught in a Twitter beef between Lido and Franco's a number of years back because they're both square pizza and they both use some kind of variation on the phrase or the slogan "We don't cut corners," right? So
yeah.
They were like going at it, and I was kind of in the middle of it, being like, "I love Franco's, I love Lido." It's a thing, but yeah, Lido. I am a fan. I will support a Lido pizza if someone comes down here. Definitely get it.
Is there like a certain like style of, like Buffalo pizza? I think of it. Oh, it's thicker. New
cup
York, it's thinner.
Buffalo, I think cup and char is more than anything, right? And this Lido's, it says that what they do is it's rectangular, biscuity crust, sweet tomato sauce, but smoked provolone cheese is part of it.
Yeah, it's for sure. It's kind of like a meatier cheese, but kind of a thicker cheese. Kind of, it has that bite. You got to chew it. And then the it's thick cut pepperoni. Okay, it's a little spicy pepperoni.
Love that.
The crust is thin, but it is. You know what? I never heard of that biscuity. It's kind of biscuity. But it's not like a salty biscuit, right? It's kind of like flaky. It's a kind of a flaky crust. It's good. Yeah, do it. The sauce is a little sweeter with the spice, the pep. It's good. I'm a fan.
I'm, I, I'm leaving right now.
I'm about to go check if there's donuts in the bistro.
It
because
sounds like
I'm
the best
really
pizza
hungry.
Of all time. Yeah.
on the food talk, Sean. Thanks again for joining us. We'll root for a Bills Ravens playoff game. So you get back up here and have some wings.
Would love to. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
All right. See you.
Sean Stepner on the Western Rail Hotline at Stepner WMAR to follow him on Twitter.
Exciting when we get back. ESPN has invented, revealed a new wide receiver evaluation stat.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
It's called the receiver tracking. Okay, RTMs. ESPN's receiver tracking metrics, four different ways. Based on NFL Next Gen stats and player tracking, to rank who are the best receivers, tight ends, targets, we will tell you which Bill is, not that surprisingly, ranked very highly in the ESPN receiver tracking metrics. It's brand new. Seth Walder tweeting about it. They just basically roll it out today, a new way to look at receivers.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.